For Coffee Talk today, I am going to replay a interview I did with a couple gentlemen earlier this summer, Tom Johnson and Jeff Jarvinen. They've been musicians in the area since the 60s, and it's relevant to play it again today because they are teaming up next week at the West Theater in Duluth, and they're going to be putting on a classic country show with other local musicians, Todd Eckert, and wonderful young lady from Barnum debuting her music. So I thought it was timely to play their interview again to get an idea of how well immersed in the music scene they are. Tom Johnson was a drummer in a country band, the Chaparrales, for like 8 years and toured with the Statler Brothers and some great acts. So thrilled to have in studio with me, live and in person, two amazing individuals who have lived the 60s music scene. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jeff Jarvinen, and originally from Duluth, living just outside of Duluth now. And Michelle, it's great to be here.
Really. Yes, welcome, welcome. Thanks for starting your morning off with KTWH. And who is this other fine gentleman sitting here?
Well, I'm Tom Johnson. I grew up outside of Superior in Lake Nebagamon, Wisconsin, hooked up with the 60s bands that played in our village auditorium every Saturday night during the summer, and that's what set me down the trail of living the 60s. As I like to say, I live M&M's music and muscle cars.
There you go. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic, muscle cars.
One thing, too, we want to say about Tom, and he didn't say it, but I'll say it, but Tom was the drummer for probably the most well-known, popular, local and touring opening act for all the great country stars, a group called the Chaparrales, and they made their home base in Superior, Wisconsin, at one of the popular establishments there. And tell you what, top-notch, just high-end country music.
That's amazing. So we're not just talking rock and roll. And both of you guys are musicians. Tom, you play the drums.
I play the drums. I strum a little guitar. And my mother started me out on the piano, actually, when I was a mere waif.
Oh, that's awesome. And Jeff, you play?
Well, actually, I did play drums all the way through school and then just right out of high school. But things changed, and I went into service and that whole story. But when I got out of the service, I hung around with the guys in the area that were all my good friends were musicians.
Okay.
So I worked with them, and I roadied with them a little bit, but I took a lot of pictures. I did a lot of publicity. And since that time, I have morphed it into more of a historian, producer, that kind of thing. And Tom, we've made a connection because he helped me with our Luth Rock Showcase Records series that we put together, four compilation CDs. Your very listeners are going to hear some of that music sometime during this program, I'm sure. We'll talk about that later. Like I said, Tom's been in the literal vinyl end of the business, and that's where we are today.
Yes, and that's why I was so excited. I've been talking to you guys for months, and the wealth of information and stories that you both have, that I wanted to capture this as oral history, because you guys were in the trenches and still continue to keep all of the history alive musically from Duluth and the North Shore. So what story do we start with?
Well, we probably start with our formative years of listening to WEBC radio and WAKX in our area, the days of the personality disc jockeys like Dr. Don Rose, Jimmy Reed, Tack Hammer. WAKX ended up being owned by Lou Lotto as a promoter that brought the Winter Dance Party legendary into the Duluth Armory. Of course, the Buddy Holly story is so well known. But those are the days before oldie stations. It was occurring as it as it was to the day. And for somebody like me that got into music so deeply listening to the radio, if you liked a song, you bought the record because mm-hmm. there wasn't oldie stations. You might hear a real big name like an Elvis Presley or mm-hmm. a Buddy Holly along the way. But if they were one hit wonder or, you know, one or two songs, you bought the record and you didn't hear them again then. And that, I started out then kind of as a record collector. But for me, February 9th, 1964, probably most of our mothers or families had the Ed Sullivan Show tuned in. And that's when the Beatles walked out on stage in this country. And that was it. You know, the heel of my hand went against my forehead. And I said, oh, man, this has just got to be the coolest thing. And shows like that that did so much for us watching it in our younger years, mm-hmm. our formative years, as well as looking at the name brands on the instruments they played that did more to sell drum sets for the Ludwig Drum Company or George Harrison's Gretsch guitar and Paul McCartney's bass. Hofner was the name and made in Germany. But those were the days for us in the 60s, for sure.
And Jeff is nodding his head.
Yep. Well, I would have to reiterate that same exact story because that time on Ed Sullivan, it wasn't just us kids in the family. The whole family was there watching. Of course, everybody watched Ed Sullivan, but that was the start. And we talked about this, Tom and I, recently. I have with some other friends. But the Beatles did more to sell Ludwig drums, any drums, actually, and guitars. Guitars and amps than the business had ever seen. I mean, some of those companies owe their livelihood and name today to the Beatles.
That is one angle of it I have never, ever thought of, is that there it's being televised and millions of people are rocking out to the Beatles. And if you like what you're hearing, you're going to want to get that guitar that he's playing or that drum set. I never, ever thought of that angle.
Oh, my goodness. And move on a year to the when the folk rock came in, like the Byrds, the 12-string guitar that Rickenbacker made, that just sold an unnamed amount of guitars for the Rickenbacker.
That's so crazy. And speaking of the Bird, not the band, but the song that everybody's heard about the Bird, you turned me on to that book and all the amazing artists from Minnesota that you don't even realize were big names and are celebrated and reiterated over and over, and they came from Minnesota. So who are some of your faves?
Well, the Minnesota bands, to me, when you're as deep into the music as I am, you know, it's somebody says,
question.
Well, you know, like, what's your favorite band? Well, you know, I can
one?
Maybe say, well, here's my 10 favorite.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
Which
one? Yeah. Yeah, I loved the Underbeats. They did a song called Foot Stompin' that I just loved. The Jesters from Mankato, they did a song called Run, Run, Run. And I think it almost could be released today because it had all the elements. It had the guitar hook that starts the song on, the right production, the right lyrics, just those songs like that. Of course, the Trashmen. I mean, what can you say that opened the door for that type of sound? The band members that have since become friends of Jeff and I also. But I'd just like to add that book, Everybody's Heard About the Bird, written and compiled by Rick Chefchik, who was from up in the Duluth area, was the entertainment writer for the News Tribune for a long time, and then ended up down in Minneapolis, a bigger market, doing that. But we got to thank people like that that have the interest enough to put those memories together, mm-hmm. because they're fading on us, and we're not all in our 20s and 30s anymore. So we do what we can, those of us that care that much, to mm-hmm. keep it alive.
Well, here's a little sidebar to the Trashmen. I was at home just a couple weeks ago watching TV late night, and it was the movie, war movie, Full Metal Jacket, about mm-hmm. Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I it didn't strike me, but all of a sudden, we're halfway through the movie, and the Trashmen, Bird, comes along, and of course they're playing this in the background as the helicopters are going by and the guys are moving around, but they played just about the entire song in that movie, and it was like, oh man, I forgot about this is so cool. But that was part of what made that movie great, and mm-hmm. of course the Trashmen, they did well by that tune.
Right. Yep.